Hello, listeners. I think I should sort of have a kind of a late-night jazz DJ voice for this. Let me just try that again. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Jazz Club. Obviously not Jazz Club. This is a show without a name that I'm doing completely on the fly. I'll just turn this down a bit. Hang on. This is, I'll get this in while I remember. This is Night in Venice by Kevin MacLeod at Incomptech. And very nice it is too, isn't it? What is this? I don't know. It's a kind of an update podcast that I'm going to be doing, every now and again, just to sort of keep you up to date on what I'm doing. It's not going to be written and it's not going to be heavily edited. It's just, as I say, it's just going to be straight from the hip. But I just wanted to, just to get something out, to you today, just to thank you for sticking around at the level that you're currently at, because this is going out to people at the $3 level and above. So, people who haven't dropped below $3, fantastic. And also, you won't be getting any Underwood and Flinch podcast this month. So I want to make sure there's plenty of other stuff coming out, to keep you entertained, if entertainment is what this is. I don't know. It's kind of like a diary podcast, I suppose. Just to let you know what I'm doing. Anyway, I'm rambling. So what's going on? I'll tell you one thing. I shaved my beard off this morning, and who is that guy? It's been so long since I've seen my face without hair on it that I don't recognise myself. I look kind of like a light bulb. So that sort of, little tiny head. I think what it is I'm completely bald now, and my beard gives my sort of head some sort of darkness, an area of general darkness, that isn't on my head anywhere else, certainly not where it should be. But to shave it all off completely, I'm just this white skull with skin on it. So I'm not crazy about my beardless visage. So I'm going to grow it back straight away. So that's, I'm not going to show you any pictures either, because as I say, I think I look like a light bulb. There's that. That's news. What's going on? Well, yesterday, of course, I got the episode of Underwood and Flinch Legion finished. It was a pig. I had to rewrite it again and again and again because there are so many things that I want to get in there, and there's a lot happens, and I need to get it in there, but it's how to get it in there that's the hard part. And I went through all sorts of various ideas, and sometimes they would just go off on these really weird tangents. You write about sort of 25 paragraphs, and some of it's really quite good, but overall it's all wrong. So it all has to get scrapped and go back to the point that it still made sense, in accordance to what I want it to do, and start again from there. And this went on again and again and again until eventually all the bits slotted into place and I'd got what I wanted. But this, of course, this was about 6 days ago, I suppose, when I got to that point, and immediately I had to begin the recording and editing process. And as it always does, and I hate the fact that it always does, but it always runs up right to the last minute of deadline day. And, it's easy to say, oh, Mike, why don't you just set deadline day earlier? This is what I say to myself, and I try to do that. But when you're writing it, you're going wrong, going wrong, going wrong. if deadline day is to be accepted as being sort of 10 days earlier, then one of those going wrong chapters, that would be the one that I would have to record, and that would be the one that I had to put out. And that would, in the fullness of time, be the one that I had to scrap and say, yeah, about that episode, that's all wrong. But then people would turn around and say, but it's in the canon now, Mike. That's what you said happened. So you see, that's why sometimes it goes right up to the line, because I'm trying to get it right. And I think I did. I was very happy with it when it was finished. I was very pleased with it. I don't know what anybody else thinks, because thus far, it hasn't been up for 24 hours yet, but thus far, comments have been, you know, nice to see the episode arrived, but no comments on the actual episode itself. So I don't know what you think of it, but I thought it was quite good. If you have listened to it, then do please drop me a comment to let me know, because it's really appreciated. Unless, of course, you say you thought it was poo-poo, in which case, you can keep that to yourself. So, that was done. The episode went up, and just after I'd done it, I was so relieved to get the episode up. I thought, oh, thank God for that. It was about 9 o'clock at night, and I thought I'd go downstairs, have a glass of wine, and unwind, because I'd been up in the office all day. But before I went, I checked my email, and I got a comment from someone who has got the audiobook, you know, the Audible audiobook that I've been working on for the last month. And the person said that they've encountered some sound errors on it, a stuttery, skippy effect that he's not encountered on an audio book before. And he also said, oh, there's a repetition on it as well. And I thought, oh my effing F. It was the worst thing I could possibly have heard. This stuttery, skippy thing. I did hear that on an episode, but I thought, oh, what was that? You know, and I went back and I played it again and it didn't happen. So I thought, that's odd. It must be just a funny, glitchy thing. Because what happened was, I've used this process that I've never used before for audiobook creation. So I've never made a proper audiobook before. And the software I use is a program called Audacity. And Audacity's makers, they're tech people. They created these plug-in things for it. And basically, they worked out a way that if you do X, Y, and Z, you will end up with that are perfect for Audible. So I ran all these different processes on every MP3 chapter, and lo and behold, they're sort of, as far as spec is concerned, they're absolutely perfect. And I listened to them and they were perfect. But I heard this sort of funny noise. I don't know what to call it, but stuttery, skippy thing does kind of sound about right. But there was nothing there. When I played it again, there was nothing there. When I looked, you look at the sound wave, you know, when you see audio on computers, it's like a sort of a wavy line. You can see things on there. If there's something untoward, you can see it. And there was nothing there. So I thought, yeah, it's definitely just a weird, fluky thing. So I uploaded, and that was that. But then I hear this guy say, you know, oh, there's a, I won't say who he is, there's this sort of thing on it. And I thought, all that work and this happens. I was absolutely devastated. Really, I was. I went through, in the time since then, I've been through the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and I'm now at acceptance. Although, you know, yeah, initially, it's true, initially, denial. No, there's got to be some mistake. He's got to be mistaken. He can't possibly be right. Then there was anger. Then, you know, bargaining. I think bargaining sort of went on, you know, in my head when I was downstairs trying to watch TV last night. Depression I had when I woke up this morning, and now I'm just at acceptance. It is what it is. What can you do? I'm going to have to obviously start all over again with this process. I think some of the stuff should be salvageable. And I'm not going to take the audiobook down, because thus far he's the only person who's had a problem with it. So I'm just going to leave that there and work, because if I have to start all over again, if I sort of take it down and then I have to resubmit it and everything, it's just such an awfully pain in the arsey process. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to redo these files and then contact Audible and then replace them all there, just to be on the safe side. I'm going to use a different software package this time. I'm going to use GarageBand, which I never usually use, but that's what I'm going to use. And please God, it will work. I really wish there was like a plumber or something, or an electrician you could call, and you could just say, "Look, you know, I'm not a technician, mate. I'm a writer. I'm a gardener. I'm a bit of an actor." But this stuff I can't do. It's not my thing. I'm not a tech person. Can you come round and do it, please? And the fella comes around, you know, with his tech spanner, and he sits down and he goes, "There you go. That's all you got to do, and that's done. You know, that's 50 quid or whatever." But no, you know, you really are. You're just left there looking at your computer with your MP3s, and you don't know what the flip to do. You look online and you go, have you ever gone into any of these chat rooms they have, like, you know, where people have questions and they go into the chat room for a particular software or whatever. And they ask a perfectly innocent question, you know, "Hi, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I've got a problem with my such and such, you know, can anybody help me?" And everybody piles in, don't they? It's almost like, "Oh, you stupid fool. What are you even doing here?" And they're so mean to people, you know. And sure, sometimes, you do get people who answer the question, but they deliberately answer in the most complicated fashion. Then when sort of says, "Hey, mate, I recognise that you don't understand what's going on here, so I'm going to sort of take you through this step by step and we'll sort you out." That doesn't happen. And it's so vexing and so... But there you go. Bloody chat rooms. I don't know. Anyway, rhubarb. I'll get it done. I'll fix it and I'll replace it. If you haven't bought it yet, maybe hang fire on that until I know. I mean, maybe it's not a thing. I don't know. But hang fire on it, and I'll let you know when it's all replaced and tickety boo. And sorry, obviously, to anyone who has bought it and is experiencing problems. I will replace it. And when I do replace it, just contact Audible and say, you know, "I bought this before it was replaced. Will you please give me a new one?" And of course they will, if you are indeed experiencing problems. So, yeah, what else is going on? I'm currently editing the first episode of UNF Underground. I'm listening to the audio and typing, you know, not typing, I'm following the text and I'm typing in anything that is different. Because sometimes when every time, to be honest, when I write out what I consider to be the final version of a text and then I read that text as I'm recording the podcast, as I'm going along, I'll say a sentence out loud or say dialogue out loud and I'll realise that it's not right. Maybe it just sounds wrong, you know. Say, you know, you try to deliver a line of dialogue and it just sounds wrong. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like that person would say it. It doesn't sound like anybody would say it. And so rewrite it. You know, I'll rewrite it based on what I would say or what I feel that character would say. So if it's Underwood and I'm in character as Underwood, I'll have him say it. You know, don't look at the text, just say what he would say. And then voila, there's the new line. But sometimes I don't change it as I go along, because if you do that, then you kind of, the spell of who you are and what you're doing is broken, you know, and you suddenly become a typist, a technical person again. So I'll just keep going and just get to the end, and then I don't know what I did. And so that text is never quite matching the final audio. Do you see what I mean? So the text is now different from the audio because I've changed it as I was working. And that's what I'm doing now. So I'm checking the text to make sure that it's the same as the audio. And then I'll make some notes on that chapter and then move on. Chapter 2, chapter 3, same process, same process, same process. And then if I get to chapter 6 and realize there's a discrepancy, I can just look back along my notes and see what I need to go back and do. So I'll go back and change the episode accordingly. You know, this is just revision. So that's what I'm doing. Started today. It's going well. And what else? What else did I do? This is a set to diary podcast. So what else did I do? We took the dogs into town. It's a terrible day here. It's wet and windy. You know, that kind of rain that is all permeating. It's like a mist. But it's more than mist. It's like, it's big old water droplets, not so big as they've got weight enough to fall to the ground and splatter everywhere, but light enough so that if the wind blows them, you know, they just blow hither and thither and just soak you completely. Like walking around in a rain cloud. Anyway, yeah, it's one of those days, but it's very windy. So yeah, you know, got soaked. Took the dogs into town because they need to get their nails cut. Well, actually, Billy, the little fella, he needs to get his nails cut because they grow very fast. And so we took him into town to get his nails cut. And they love him in the place where they cut the dog's nails. I mean, I'm sure they love everybody's dog. But they, you know, they do. They really do. Everybody loves Billy. He's such a lovely dog. Pippa, on the other hand, she doesn't need, she's a lovely dog, but she doesn't need to get her nails cut because she bites them, which is so annoying because, you know, you're sort of sitting there watching television and she's down there on the dog bed by the couch and she gets hold of, one of her claws in her teeth and she's chomp, the sound of her teeth snapping together. And then you look down at her and she's got it in her mouth and she's pulling it and shaking it. And then she break it off and she goes, nom, 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 nom. And she'll swallow it. She'll eat it. Yuck. But so, yeah, she doesn't need to get her nails cut. I said nails, claws, you know, same thing. And. Golly, what else? That's it. And then, yeah, I guess that's it for me today. I'll finish episode 1. Take the dogs out again. Last walk of the evening. And then I guess I'll watch TV this evening. What am I watching? What's on my TV? Hang on, I've got a jingle for that somewhere. I don't know where it is, actually. I can't see it. Watched a good show the other day. Very, very good. This was on Channel 4, UK Channel 4, and it's on their app called All 4. And it's called Adult Material. And it is, as the name suggests, adult material. It's a drama set in the porn industry in the UK. And it is quite rude. You know, there's rudeness in it. I don't think you see any sort of nudie parts in it. It's actually quite tastefully shot. I think it is. I don't know. Anyway, that's not the point. There's lots of bad language in it. So if you're sensitive, you may not want to watch it, but it's very, 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 very good. And the actress, the main actress in it, is called Hayley Squires, and she's absolutely amazing. It's an incredible performance. Really good. Really, really, really good. Very, very good drama. But I do have to put in the little caveat that it is adult material. It's quite rude and sweary and adult. And that's about it. Let me just hit my fade-out music here. And so, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen, to this little diary podcast. I realise it's probably not as entertaining as some podcasts out there, but it's my kind of little diary podcast, and I will be doing it every now and again here at Patreon. And I hope you enjoy it. It still hasn't got a name. I don't know what to call it. What can I call it? Diary podcast? Fits, doesn't it? You know, if the shoe fits. Diary podcast. Episode 1. That works. Anyway, thank you so much for still being here with me on Patreon. It's enormously brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant of you. And without you, there would be no Underwood and Flinch. You know that. And I certainly know that. So thank you so much for sticking around. And I'll get these out. Well, not every day, because I think if I got these out every day, you'd probably soon stop listening to them, because nothing really happens in my life. You know, take the dogs to get their nails cut. It was raining today. Stuff like that. Who wants to listen to that? I don't know. But anyway, yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me here at Patreon. And I'll be back in your ears again soon with this, my diary podcast. And hopefully an episode of Dracula as well. I want to get one of those out as well, because I've done 23 out of 27 chapters. So there's just a few more to do. And I'm there. Might as well finish it, right? Anyway, yeah. I'm still going, aren't I? I could probably go all day, but I won't, because you'd get fed up. Thank you for listening. Pip, pip, and cheerio.